When I was only 15, the Chinese communists invaded eastern Tibet. And within a year, the Tibetan government decided that I should direct Tibet's affairs of state. It was a difficult period as we watched our freedoms being eroded. And in 1959, I was forced to escape from the capital under cover of night. In exile in India, we faced daily problems, ranging from our need to adjust to the vastly different climate to our need to reestablish cultural institutions. My spiritual practice gave me an outlook that made it possible to keep searching for solutions without losing sight of the fact that we are all humans, led astray by wrong ideas, but united by common bonds, ready for improvement. This has taught me that the perspectives of compassion, calm, and insight are essential to daily life and must be cultivated in daily practice. Trouble is bound to come, so cultivating the right attitude is crucial. Anger diminishes our power to distinguish right from wrong, and this ability is one of the highest human attributes. If it is lost, we are lost. Sometimes it is necessary to respond strongly, but this can be done without anger. Anger is not necessary. It has no value. I call compassion the global staple. Human beings want happiness and do not want suffering. Mental peace is a basic need for all humankind, for politicians, engineers, scientists, homemakers, doctors, teachers, lawyers, for all people in every endeavor. A healthy, compassionate motivation is the foundation of spiritual growth. In How to Practice, I will describe specific Buddhist techniques for gaining mental peace and a greater capacity for compassion within the framework of working to overcome what Buddhists consider to be wrong notions about how beings and things exist. In Buddhist terms, this is the path to enlightenment. However, anyone can make use of particular steps toward self-improvement as they see fit. The program is organized into 6 parts. It begins with the basics, where the story of the Buddha serves as a guide to meaningful living. Here I introduce the 3 aspects of spiritual practice, which are morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom. These are the program's principal themes. In the 2nd part, Practicing Morality, I describe 2 types of morality: reorienting physical and verbal deeds so as to cause no harm to others, and cultivating deeper concern for others. In the 3rd part, Practicing Concentrated Meditation, I describe how to achieve mental focus, as well as how to restore calm in stressful situations. This is followed by Practicing Wisdom, which addresses the difficult but fruitful topic of dependent arising and emptiness. Here we go deeper into Buddhist thinking as we consider the difference between the mind and its ultimate nature. By describing the compatibility between appearance and reality, I hope in this 4th part to clear up any notion that Buddhism is somehow nihilistic or pessimistic. These discussions of morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom flow into the 5th part, Tantra, which presents a special yoga practice combining these 3. I also discuss here how desire can be used in the spiritual path by competent practitioners. The concluding part, Steps Along the Way, presents an overview of the path of practice from its beginnings right through to enlightenment, a state wherein mind and body are fully developed in order to be of service to others. From beginning to end, our focus is on developing a good heart and mind through a moral attitude and an understanding of reality empowered by concentration. Think of morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom as a blueprint for enlightenment, reminding us of the highest aim of practice, a transformation of attitude toward peacefulness, compassion, calm focus, and wisdom. Understanding the blueprint is itself part of the path, drawing us toward the destination. I hope that parts of it may be of use, but if not, that's all right, too.